Australia's cricketers only had one warm-up game before this weekend's first test match in Durban against South Africa. In recent times, whoever is hosting tends to lose these tussles. South Africa has won the last three series here, while Australia hasn't lost a series in South Africa since 1970. Australia coach Darren Lehman is hoping his side will take the form from the successful Ashes series into the four test series in South Africa.
The guys have had obviously a great test series against England, so they're full of confidence, and they started the tour game well. So I think as a batting group, we know we have to make bigger runs than we did obviously when we played them last time. But someone like Warner coming off and had a great series 4 years ago, if he does that again, that puts you on the road to big scores.
Should Australia win the series, it'll be the first time it's won on foreign soil since 2016. SBS has live coverage of the National Basketball League semi-finals this weekend. Melbourne United takes on the New Zealand Breakers in the opening game of their best-of-three series on Saturday afternoon. And that game is followed by the Adelaide 36ers match against the Perth Wildcats. The teams have a record of feisty encounters, which sometimes descends into chaotic scenes of pushing and shoving. Perth captain Damian Martin says he won't be going out of his way to stop it either.
If it happens, that tensions boil over, it's part and parcel of two teams that really want to win the game. So as captain, I'm not there saying don't get in a fight. I'm not there to address that at all. The guys are smart enough to know that the win is bigger than a bit of push and shove. But these things tend to happen, in particular in semi-finals, and as the past would say, in particular against Adelaide.
Perth's visit to Adelaide is on Viceland from 7:30pm on Saturday, while Melbourne's clash with the Breakers is on SBS at 5:30pm. There's more sport on SBS in the early hours of Sunday morning when Tottenham welcomes Huddersfield to Wembley Stadium in the English Premier League. Match coverage begins at 1:30am. In the A-League this weekend, there's a Melbourne derby on Friday night, while on Saturday the top two go head-to-head when Sydney plays the Newcastle Jets. The eyes of many nations will be on Birmingham this weekend, with athletes taking part in the World Indoor Athletics Championships. Britain's second largest city is proud to be welcoming the world, and Birmingham Council leader Ian Ward is also proud of the Birmingham Arena where the event is being staged.
I think the design is absolutely stunning. It has within it some of the architecture from buildings here in the city centre. So it's a great representation of the city of Birmingham. And of course, the medals have been designed by Mena Jones, a student at Birmingham School of Jewellery, and made in the Jewellery Quarter. So designed and manufactured right here in the heart of Birmingham.
Closer to home this weekend, the Australian swimming trials are taking place on the Gold Coast, with places up for grabs on next month's Commonwealth Games team.